Next, we have escape, see also running, and this means to avoid or to get away from or flee from reality, and it's usually connected with guilt or a fear of getting hurt or doubt concerning one's own ability to successfully complete a task or a fear of failure. And some phases of spirit to help us with this particular spirit is zeal, to be more determined and make a decision to go for something, that we are going to do something and not run away from it, and steadfastness, to stick with it, to hang in there and not run away from it. Some might, which can help us to be strengthened overall, to give us the guts to stand our ground and not give up, and some boldness to step out one step there and do whatever it takes to maintain our ground and stay in this situation and work through it. And dedication, again, to let this phase of spirit work to help renew our decisions instead of throwing the towel in and running away from a situation, to renew our decision about this situation. And assurance, to help dissolve any doubts connected with whatever it is the spirit is wanting us to run away from. And we have 1 Corinthians 15:58.
Be steadfast, unmovable.
And Proverbs 19:5.
He that speaketh lies shall not escape.
Jeremiah 11:11.
They shall not be able to escape.
So spirits may want us to think we're escaping something or running away from something, but in reality we don't. 1 Corinthians 10:13.
There hath no temptation taken you but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that ye are able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape, which is grace to cast out evil spirit, that ye may be able to bear it.
So there is a way of escape, but it's not an escape spirit. It's a way to flee from the situation, and that is by casting the evil spirit out. Hebrews 2:2-3.
For if the word spoken by angels was steadfast, and every transgression and disobedience received a just recompense of reward, how shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation?
Hebrews 12:25.
See that ye refuse not him that speaketh. For if they escaped not who refused him that spake on earth, much more shall not we escape if we turn away from him that speaketh from heaven.
Again, there's no escape, whatever the situation is, whether it's a carnal situation or whether it's God that we're trying to run from, there's no way to escape. There has to be choices made, and the choice will either be for life or for death. Hebrews 4:13.
Neither is there any creature that is not manifest in his sight, but all things are naked and opened under the eyes of him with whom we have to do.
In Psalms 139:7-8.
Whither shall I go from thy spirit, or whither shall I flee from thy presence? If I ascend up into heaven, thou art there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, thou art there.
So if we're trying to run away from God, where are we going to go? We can't go anywhere. We can't run